Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, this is Cowboy Dave alongside young cowboy Joseph J.
Yeehaw!
And Trisha Cowgirl, and Eric, the cow
Poke.
Man.
Cowman.
And the lovely Kathleen.
Cow woman. I'll take the caro.
The who? The caro?
The caro.
What's the caro?
It's a cowboy.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Vaquero.
Oh, laquero?
Vaquero.
Vaquero?
Yeah, vaquero is in Spanish. Español, vaquero.
Wow, I didn't
know
that.
I'm Little Joe.
Yes, you are Little Joe. I've heard that, rumors of that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And, but it's not confirmed because there has to be a witness.
No, that's okay.
As in dating, okay, you win the poll, Eric.
Nice. Well, boy, howdy.
We're happy.
No,
see?
No, boy, howdy.
You won the poll.
Howdy.
What?
Howdy.
Oh, howdy.
Howdy.
What's a howdy?
It's
He's
a
trying
greeting.
To say howdy now.
Howdy. Howdy, Dave. We're talking to all our Arizona listeners out there in radio land.
That's like the Ozarks. That's not cow stuff.
Cow
Am
stuff.
Am I right, Eric and Kathleen?
We're not. This isn't the cow show.
Break
it's
out
like
the,
howdy,
the
man.
Break out the jug.
Wow, that sounds like the Ozarks, like Deliverance. Ever see Deliverance? Yeah.
Yeah. Break out the cow stuff. Whoa.
I hear they're going to do Deliverance too.
Yeah.
You think there's someone
At
here that
house?
Might cast well?
Squeal piggy.
Squeal. Okay.
You never saw Deliverance?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
Have you ever seen I Spit on Your Grave?
I saw you standing over it once in a reincarnated life.
I hope you saw it. We had the star of it on the show, Dave.
We did?
Yeah.
How were they?
That was
good?
The remake.
It was
pretty good. It was pretty good.
Oh, the remake.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Is it not, or is it?
It certainly is.
It is. This is making me nervous. Okay. And it's, what is it, Saturday, September 24th?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, time flies, right?
Yeah, you know what? It is fall. It is officially fall, autumn.
Oh, it is?
Autumn for our friends overseas.
Why
isn't
autumn
here? Because
they
think that someone fell.
Why not autumn here?
Because here, autumn is a woman's name.
Oh, I thought fall could be like the fall guy.
Yeah, fall into pumpkin spice.
Because
now pumpkin spice, PSL.
Fall could be falling in love.
Latte, what?
Yeah, fall, falling
love.
In love.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
Fall in onto a banana peel. Over.
I wouldn't say banana peel. That's appropriate. But
I'm sorry.
I would say
put the dump button. Please.
Okay.
Rain.
I have
falling
three,
rain.
I have three words
Are
for
you.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Trisha. Trisha, the cow.
Look, I'm here.
Stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Falling Pumpkin
snow.
Spice latte.
I just said PSL.
That's PS. Something.
No, not T.S. Lewis, PSL.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Okay, that's whatever you're thinking.
I'm not talking
else.
Medical
that's
here.
That's okay, that's all
For
right.
For some reason, I thought he was talking about the failure of DSL or something.
No, what?
Direct service line.
Well, that one too. But no, pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
We are having a great show today because it is our first show of the autumn or
no,
of
fall,
the,
you
of
said.
The fall.
You said there's no autumn here.
Well, that's true. It's the first show
it's
of the fall.
Woman's name.
Did he invite Autumn? Right. That's the question.
I didn't invite. Is Autumn coming? Does anyone know if Autumn is invited? Eric, did you invite Autumn?
You just said Autumn's here.
Yeah, Autumn's already here, dude.
She's okay. Good. All right. Well,
wow.
She's
all right.
Everywhere.
On Periscope, by the way, you could join us at Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope. They're saying that no, Autumn is not here. They don't want her to come.
Why?
No, she's a bad person.
Very, no, very,
very,
she's lovely.
No,
she's a very bad person.
No, a name like Autumn?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
No, it's a terrible name. Terrible name.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry. No, if anyone's named Autumn, please
it's
just.
Too
it's
late.
Okay. It's okay. 602-252-1480. His name is Dave.
Another
Isaac.
another not notch on your belt.
I know.
Not notch.
I'm getting a lot of people not liking me. But,
should
it,
we?
What?
Not notch.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Is okay. Is beef in Swedish?
Beef.
Not yet.
But where's the beef? We went over that with Little Joe. What happened, to Little Joe?
Chickling.
I like that name,
Chickling.
Little Joe. Eric, what do you
Chickling.
Think? Kathleen.
For him, it's appropriate.
What? No, Chickling.
We have pictures. Okay.
Okay. Well, it is going to be an absolutely great show today. We have.
Are
on...
you sure?
Well, it's been. Pretty...
Actually, I think it will be.
It will be. I've got my cowboy hat on, and I've got on my magnificent. By the way, Chickling is chicken, not pork, not beef. It doesn't.
Yeah,
that's
crackling. Chickling.
Chickling.
That's crackling.
That sounds.
Well, Chickling.
It's also.
More like
a... In, isn't it a gummy, a gum, you know?
A gum.
Chiclets.
Chiclets.
Oh, chiclets.
Chiclets, yeah. Okay. And then there's chicks. That those are the ones that I hit on. And then there's Peeps, the ones that we
Wait a minute.
Look at.
What? Frozen is going to get really jealous if you're hitting on chicks because you were singing to him as a duck.
Yeah, that's true. I showed you that.
Yeah, you were serenading Frozen. Yes. And now you're telling him that you're hitting on chicks. I mean, poor guy's going
to
feel
like... Eric and Kathleen, did you hear what he said?
There was two chicks there.
Joseph said chicks are ones he hits on. And Peeps, and he didn't finish it, but Peeps the one he sort of looks...
Hangs out with.
No, he looks through windows.
Hits on, I don't
with
hit
a telescope.
Anyone.
And night vision.
His name's not
with
Tom.
With the full production crew.
Yes, right.
That's a good crew.
Well, you say, I know, they're pretty, they're very savvy under the...
They do that?
They go unnoticed.
Oh, you know what? Remember, like on some of the spy movies we've seen, and they have that little fiber optic camera that they
sit
around and they can see everything. Oh my god! So
they also use that for colonoscopies, right? The little camera
and getting your drains cleaned.
That one
is not so little.
It's not very little.
No, the ones in the movies are really tiny.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you must be watching the wrong movies then. Dave liked that one.
Good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's a good show.
No, it was a good one.
It's not even our inappropriate show. It's just...
we have one of those?
Well, we had...
It's becoming a regular thing, Dave. Come on.
4 years ago, we had our sex addict show, so kind of went downhill from there. Remember our Gigolo show?
I enjoyed that.
How has been Armani?
He's doing good. Oh, he switched publicists, so we can't get him on the show right now.
Oh, man. But they have a TV show, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't know what publicist it is, or because the publicist doesn't like you?
No, because we don't know what publicist it is.
That's easy to find out, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, but
I saw that show once.
IMDb has all that stuff.
But it's sort of...
Well, Greg has that information, and he didn't...
But I saw their show, whatever it's called. What's it called?
Gigolos.
You watched Gigolos?
It's just called
Gigolos.
It was actually pretty fun, huh? You like that?
No, it's a little...
Informative.
No, a little bit almost...
A little bit?
A porn.
It's a lot. It's big.
Yeah, I thought it was almost X.
Yeah.
Do you saw it?
Yeah, I saw an episode.
Is it almost X?
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a regular. Yeah.
You saw a lot of Armani. We'll just say that.
I didn't. I closed my eyes.
Okay, and he had a lot to show.
How did I not know that? I guess I need to watch the show.
Yeah.
Well, now that you know what it's about, sure.
Yeah, and by the way, if you don't know any idea what we're talking about, you just go to breakradioshow.com. You can listen to the archive, our interview with Vin Armani
That was during our Valentine's Day celebration because you were talking about how he really knows how to treat a woman.
Yes, and speaking of...
Because it's more about the romance than the sex. That's what he was saying. That's why I'm really surprised.
Right. Right.
He was talking about how being a good gigolo was more about romancing the woman than it was about the actual sex.
I saw Romancing the Stone once.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard.
That was a good one.
I think there's a porn version of that, but I won't.
There is really. That was with Michael Douglas. Remember?
Don't say it on the air. He said that on the ears.
I know. I won't say
it. Our Periscope viewers got to hear that, though. So that's one more reason to tune into Periscope. You get to hear the
uncensored.
Yeah, it's uncensored Breakthrough Entertainment.
When are we going to go Facebook Live? I think that would
be good. Well, you said that you were going to do that.
That's right.
I should do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the...
Have you done that, Eric and Kathleen, Facebook Live?
I have.
It's good?
Yeah, and what's cool about it is, I mean, you know, when you're on Periscope, you're going to get people that you don't know, strangers that come on and watch. But when you're on Facebook Live, it's your friends that are reached out to.
I gotcha.
Or, in our case, our fans.
Okay.
In your case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have fans. We have air conditioners.
No. In your case, because they're fans on your page.
Oh. Oh, okay.
In Joseph's case, it would be three Swedish women.
97
I thought that was in
above.
His dreams. That's on his Facebook,
just
too?
Just one.
The chickling.
Chicklings. Just one chickling.
Oh, yeah. You met one?
Yes. Yes. She says, I'm your number one fan. She's on. She's
Yay.
On. She's good.
And any plans to meet?
Oh, that's a lot of money. You guys.
Why? She lives out of the...
She lives
world?
In Sweden.
You can Facebook Live.
She lives in Sweden?
Well, that's where Swedish
women are. That's where Swedish women are. So
no,
it's like,
I know Swedish women here.
You do?
Yeah. You want to meet them?
No, I've got one already.
Wow.
Well, I am part Swedish.
Oh.
But
hey, how's it going?
Our friend Sebastian's from Sweden, right?
Yeah.
Remember Sebastian?
I do.
He could, you know, find the way to have you stay at his house and meet this young lady. How old is she?
Excellent. He lives in Bakersfield, Dave.
22.
I think he just moved to Atlanta.
Really? So
is that weird?
Over.
I see him on Facebook. He had a little baby, real cute.
Yeah.
He nice. Did.
Cute little baby.
Maybe his wife had a little baby.
Well, I think the wife did. Yeah. I think.
I was going to say, if he had a little baby, he's going to be world famous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was just
not
one
all
guy.
The time.
He was
I heard
on
one
Oprah.
Time there was an exception. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that was Jesus' mother.
Oh, really? Mary?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that Mary
it's
Madeline?
It's called Immaculate Conception.
I like Mary. The Immaculate Reception. Mary. That's when Oakland beat Pittsburgh. Remember that? Oh, no, Pittsburgh beat Oakland, I think. I think it was opposite. Which
was
one
called?
Was it? Yeah, I think it was Pittsburgh,
yeah.
actually.
No,
yeah.
Then Jamie Lee
us.
Curtis. Well,
oh,
we did not get into that.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, hi. But by the way, if you cannot be Vin Armani or as our last week guest, having Thunder from Down Under, if you don't have those skills,
oh, yeah.
maybe hypnosis might work for you with the ladies. We'll see if...
I think you have to hypnotize the ladies.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Or just like in caveman days, you just hit them over the head with a club.
Oh, man. Have you tried that?
No.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Kathleen, don't let them do that. No. No clubs, right?
No clubs.
No clubs.
Unless there's cocktails and dancing.
Exactly. Then that's probably okay. Did you guys go anywhere for the birthday?
Well, we did, but after the birthday.
All right, fun. So that's fun. Anytime. It's fun.
Yeah,
okay.
Lots
and her
of
birthday's
fun.
Not over till the end of the month. So.
Ooh.
That's right. That's a good way to celebrate.
Yes.
The whole thing. Yeah. All right. Back to you. What? Yeah. He's talking to the
no,
Swedish woman.
They're actually talking in Swedish. They want me to... Later, we're going to test Trisha and see if she knows Swedish because they're like writing a bunch of Swedish stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish I did, but no. I'm Swedish. Just talking okay. about
well,
my family
Swedish.
History.
Tell me what they say.
Jag älskar Joey.
Well, I can't say that. But I know what it means.
Yes.
I have great visualization, though.
Yes.
Jaskal Joey.
Wow. Yeah. Jaskal Johanna. Okay. So Flip Orly will
Flip
be.
Who?
Flip Orly will be joining
say
us.
Say that originally.
Flip Orly will be joining us in our third segment today.
And who is Flip Orly?
He is America's favorite comic/hypnotist. He will be at the Tempe Improv. September 29th through October 2nd, and we have him right here on Breakthrough Entertainment
jag älskar
first.
Dig.
Oh.
Jag älskar dig.
Yeah,
jag älskar dig.
Jag älskar dig.
Oh, Swedish.
Jag älskar dig.
I wonder what that means. Can we say it?
It means I love you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So say it to your young lady.
Jag älskar dig, Johanna.
What? You already knew that?
Yes, of course.
She is over 18, right?
Yes, she's 22.
I don't promote anything under 18 there.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know
du
about
luktar
that one.
Kaniner.
That means you want to get married.
I don't know what that means.
It means you smell like rabbits.
Oh,
I smell
man.
Like rabbits. Great.
Incredible. Oh. That's a good one. Where do you...
Du luktar kaniner.
And I smell like two rabbits. That's what it means. Yeah, and we have to be in the same room with the rabbit guy, right?
I am 16% fluent in Swedish. By
you
way.
Are?
Yeah, yeah.
Since you met someone.
Yes, of course.
Is
yeah.
it like
I
a romantic situation here?
We can talk about this at
no,
a later
on
time.
The air, right, Eric?
No, we
Kevin?
Can talk about it on the air, but Spill we have it. 1 hour.
That's
oh.
true. We're running
yeah.
Oh, you're right. Oh.
Because,
okay.
by the way, in addition to Flip
Min
Orly...
Min bil sönder I sjön. Min bil sönder I sjön.
Okay, what does that mean?
My car broke down in the lake.
Oh, in the lake? No wonder. Hey, I think every week we could do a little Swedish learning. This
we
is
could.
Great.
Yeah,
until he finally gets fluent, and
yeah.
then she'll be too old.
Too old.
How old is she?
Bobby age?
Oh, wow. Really? I
no,
didn't say
no.
That.
She's 22, I said.
Oh,
she's 22.
Nicely done. Does she have a mom?
Does she have a mom?
Of
Most
course.
People do.
I mean, you know, for...
That's available
whatever.
For him.
Oh, for you. Hello, Trisha.
And the comeback
you have your own
been,
Swedish.
She should have said, oh, no, you mean a grandmom. Grandmother. You should have said that. It
ooh,
got me back.
Ooh, what is he... Why is he doing
I don't
that?
Know.
It's
that
show
is,
business.
That is very cruel.
No, it's show... To who? Oh, yeah.
To her.
Oh, yeah.
To your
is.
Wife.
That's cruel.
That is your wife.
Wow. And soon why you'll be
you
married.
Jag önskar jag hade tillräckligt med pengar för att flyga till Sverige.
Wow. What is that?
I agree.
Anthem?
I wish I had enough money to fly to Sweden.
Yeah, baby. Come
Dave,
on, go.
Dave, by the way, her grandmother is 73 years old, so there you go.
How about her mom?
Her mom is happily married.
Oh. Yeah.
And by the way, she knew exactly what that said. So, but
proves she's from Sweden.
She did.
Yeah, but Jade Pettyjohn will also be joining us in our second segment.
Oh.
She is from School of Rock.
Yes. With very, very Jack Black? Talented.
No, not with, from the TV show that's based on that. By the way, her mom is 43, so she's too young for you.
Oh, so she may not be happily married. Okay, there we go.
But yeah, it's based on the Jack Black film. But
that was a good film.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. And so she's going to be joining us, and she's been in a lot of other projects as well.
Yeah, McKenna.
Yeah, yeah. So, ooh. Yeah, but we will. We also have two movies to quickly review here.
Yeah.
First, let's talk about why I have the song that brought us into the show, by the way. Was the Magnificent Seven theme from the Magnificent Seven. I am wearing my cowboy hat and my Magnificent Seven t-shirt.
Yeah.
That is a size small, by the way, so my pecs show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Nice.
Oh, look at those guns.
Those guns.
Those are biceps and triceps, okay. Not pecs.
Is that dump button? Can we dump button the muscles? No.
I don't have any video dump.
Oh, okay.
Very good. No video dump here.
All right. Well, I'll keep the pants on.
We'll shut the show. We'll shut the radio station down if you do.
But it's a remake. The Magnificent Seven opened up yesterday. It's a remake.
That was a remake?
Of the original Magnificent Seven. Of the original, yes.
Well, I don't remember sort of.
Oh, yeah, because it had, what's his name? The main guy.
Oh. I knew them all, but now I forgot them
all. Because I just said that. Yes, yeah. But no, it was a remake.
But Denzel Washington stars in this version as well as, who else, Dave?
Chris Pratt.
Yes. Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
Excellent. Very good acting, I thought. Was that guy with that threw knives, was he related to Bruce Lee? His name was...
I'm sure that's probably a very common name.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Denzel Washington is the star. The three main stars. And then, of course, I forget the name...
Of the girl.
The girl, yeah. Ooh, but she's excellent.
She's very good. Very cute, don't you think?
Yeah, she was on Second Noah back when she was just a little kid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But she was very good.
That might be where I recognized her.
She was
from.
Just a little kid.
Yeah, but those freckles, those eyes, and that hair.
She's been in a lot of horror movies as well. Horror movies. Yes. Mm-hmm. And but it's a I liked it, Dave. It's a little bit long. I thought that there is a segment near the maybe third act or right before the third act when there is no action and they're just kind of waiting around in the town.
A little bit of a dryness.
Yeah.
Dry spell.
Did you fall asleep?
I did during that.
Okay,
part.
All right. So,
but
so
it was the appropriate time. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, Knuckles. It was me too.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Yeah,
too?
We fell asleep at the same time.
Oh, excellent. Oh, breaking my iPad.
The iPad fell asleep during that one.
Well, no, it's called smacking my iPad.
I didn't touch it. My hands were not even on.
Is there a ghost in the room?
There must be.
Ghostbuster.
I wasn't.
Yeah. No, we have it on video.
It just went boom.
No, we have it on video.
My hands were in my lap.
I shot it down. It was quick.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt
shot the sheriff.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm giving it 4 stars. I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's not 3:10 to Huma. Why did I say Huma?
Yuma.
Yeah, love that show. I just had Trisha watch that.
Yeah. Very good.
That
movie.
Is a
that's my favorite Western.
Really,
I would say
I really really phenomenal really like that 3:10 to Huma.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And what's his name? Batman.
Yes.
You're winking at
Adam West.
Here. No. What's the other Batman?
Michael Keaton?
No.
George Clooney.
No, the last
Val
one.
Val Kilmer?
No, the
Ben
very
Affleck?
Last. No, very.
Bale.
Yeah, Bale.
Christian Bale.
Good.
We just went through all the Batmans.
You didn't see 3:10 to Yuma?
All the way from the 60s.
Did you ever see that movie?
I did.
It's a good movie, right?
No. I thought it was entertaining. I didn't find it spectacular.
Not spectacular.
I liked The Magnificent Seven, though. 4 stars. Just that middle part there that was a little bit boring. And, but I liked it. How about you, Trisha?
No, I actually gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
As well. I thought it was very well done. I thought that there was... I thought it was directed very well.
Oh, very
I thought the actors did a fantastic job. Pratt.
It's the same director as.
It's Anton Fuqua.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he do the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. He did the other Denzel Washington Training Day.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah. No, I really think he's really coming into his own, doing a great job on those.
Yeah.
I thought Denzel did a good job. I thought the storyline, of course, was well done.
Yeah.
And for a remake, it was good. Yeah. I did fall asleep in the same spot. Not fall asleep, but I found myself, but we went to a very late show.
Oh, okay.
And I found myself kind of almost going to nod off at that same spot.
Yeah.
And then that's when he handed me the popcorn bag. And even though I wasn't hungry, I started munching on popcorn and then it got exciting again.
That's another reason to buy popcorn. Dave, how many stars?
4.
Four.
I'm a big Chris Pratt fan.
He kind of made the movie.
Yeah.
No, actually,
he made it fun.
Yeah, he made it fun.
He gave the comic relief, but
Peter Sarsgaard made the movie.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Which one was he?
The villain.
That's who he was.
put your hand in this jar, Dave.
I know.
He was very good.
That was, yeah.
But this is a very, you're right.
Intensely.
Not Academy Award. But it's fun.
Yeah, he'd be pretty good. Yeah.
But Vincent,
his performance I think is worthy. But the movie itself.
But Vincent as the bear man.
Yeah. D'Onofrio.
Vincent D'Onofrio. It's Vincent, right? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I mean, I'm so used to seeing him on SVU, and to see him in this other role was amazing.
He was great in the original Men in Black. Edgar Skin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. It's four excellent. Stars across the board for Magnificent Seven.
I'd recommend it.
Yes. Now, if you have kids, go check out Storks. That's the other movie that opened up this weekend.
Can kids see this movie? I don't think they cast, did they?
Not really. It's okay. Westerns are typically okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
one of the better Westerns for a long time.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's actually a quote from Storks.
How do you say I agree in Swedish?
I'm in love. Are you in love? I'm in love. I agree.
Wow, what did he drink today?
No, that's because they're trying to make the storks actually sound like storks.
Oh.
Well, that's the wolves, actually.
Oh, that's the wolves?
Yeah,
the wolves.
But Storks is a fun movie. I am giving that also four stars.
Really?
Yeah, kind of mia.
Oh, what was
What's that?
That
one?
Your hole in mia.
Well, that sounds different.
I agree.
Oh, that's actually exactly what they just wrote, too.
Wow.
Your hole in mia.
Your hole in mia.
Does she tune in every Saturday?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So Storks was Tell Me Where Babies Come From.
Exactly,
and like
exactly.
That.
But they're delivering other things now.
Well, that's what
Andy
they were
Samberg,
doing instead of babies,
yes.
And then all of a sudden
they
need
go back
to go
babies.
Back.
Yes, yes.
They go.
Well, there's
back
an accident and stuff like that.
Oh, really? What happened?
There's an
tell me.
Well, you have to see the movie.
Oh,
there's an accident that involves the only human being that works in the Stork facility. So,
ooh.
Yeah, of course, I think her name is Ruby, but the voice actor that you'll know most is, of course, Andy Samberg as the lead stork, I think, Junior or something. And it's a fun movie, not spectacular, not Pixar worthy, but it is fun. So four stars for that.
Oh.
And let's take a quick break and play the song that takes us out of the movie Storks.
You're holding me.
Eric agrees. This song
Which
plays
that?
This it takes us out of the movie for it plays during the end credits where you see all of the beautiful babies. Apparently babies come out with purple hair and stuff like that. The storks deliver them.
That is phenomenal. And what's phenomenal is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
If you know where babies come
We're
from, 602-252-1480.
Swedish. How do you say Swedish meatballs in Swedish? That's what I want.
It's just meatballs.
But it would be. I love Swedish meatballs. I love Swedish massages. How about you?
I bet you do.
There it is. Swedish meatballs. I love it. And we'll be right back after this break.